Elon Musk claims in the lawsuit that he was a co-founder and co-chair of OpenAI back in 2015 and contributed $40 million in seed money to get the company up and running. Musk said he's seeking around $150 million in damages that he wants to contribute to OpenAI's nonprofit charity arm. He told CNBC recently that he basically came up with the idea for OpenAI.
So, I came up with a name.
Right.
The name OpenAI refers to open source. So the intent was, what's the okay? So what was the opposite? What's the opposite of Google? Would be an open source nonprofit, because Google is closed source for profit, and that profit motivation can be potentially dangerous.
Musk also wants OpenAI CEO Sam Altman and President Greg Brockman to be removed from the company's board as a condition of the lawsuit. Altman recently told podcaster Lex Fridman that Musk is bitter that the other founders of the company would not give him total control over it.
He thought OpenAI was going to fail. He wanted total control to sort of turn it around. We wanted to keep going in the direction that now has become OpenAI. He also wanted Tesla to be able to build an AGI effort. At various times, he wanted to make OpenAI into a for-profit company that he could have control of or have it merge with Tesla. We didn't want to do that, and he decided to leave, which that's fine.
Musk initially launched a lawsuit against OpenAI in 2024, claiming that the business had become what he called a closed-source, de facto subsidiary of Microsoft when it dropped its nonprofit designation. He claims that, as co-chair of the OpenAI founding group, the change to a for-profit operation defrauded him as a donor. As a result, he's now claiming that he, or apparently the remaining non-profit side of OpenAI, deserve a portion of the company's current valuation. After parting ways with OpenAI, Musk started xAI in 2023 as a competitor. He made an unsolicited bid to acquire OpenAI for about $97 billion in February of last year. The New Yorker recently reported that Musk was involved in reconstituting OpenAI as a for-profit company back in 2017. He then demanded control over any for-profit company. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.